We promised John Shannon. We delivered John Shannon. John Shannon of Hockey Central. Well, you certainly stirred up a bit of a hornet's nest with this this report that the NHL is apparently sort of not willing to take Joffrey Lupul's apology and sort of let this go away, that they are interested in having getting a third party or second opinion, however you want to describe it, in Joffrey Lupul's health. And really, John, I don't know if there's anything else they could do. Was there really? Once this became public, you almost have to take the next step.
Absolutely. And not just for Lupul, not just for the Maple Leafs, but for the other clubs. I mean, and here, this is what happens in the league office. Is if, for instance, something happens in a game or around a game between the Carolina Hurricanes and the Florida Panthers, the first phone call might be from the Tampa Bay Lightning, because they're going to say, well, hold on, that didn't happen in our game, or why are you letting that go in this game? And it's the, you know, it's that domino effect throughout the league that says, well, hold on, is Lupul hurt or not? How does that, why are the Leafs able to bury him with their cap issues on LTIR or not? Are you letting one team play by a different set of rules? And so, really, as soon as the whole foo-for-all started Sunday night and Monday morning, I can assure you that there were calls from, hey, 12, 15 teams or 15 managers to say, oh, we better be looking at this, because there have always been rumblings about certain teams doing things, and are we going to let them get away with it? So the league had no choice.
John, I'm going to ask you to be a mind reader here for a second, but you've done that before. What do you think was going on in Joffrey Lupul's head between the Leafs cheat tweet and his apology?
Well, I think that, you know, we always do it. Steve, you're not on Twitter or you're not on social media, but there are times, I know my pal Jeffy is, there are times where you type something out and you take that sober second thought to say, should I send it or not? And then you regret it when you hit send.
Hmm.
And I think that's exactly what happened to Joffrey Lupul. Now, Lupul has good people around him. You know, his dad's a lawyer. I think that when you look at the council, the thought quickly, saying, what are you doing, pal? There it came down, and then, you know, no disrespect to Joffrey, but that was a well-crafted apology on Wednesday that he gave. And I fully suspect that he had someone say, listen, this is what you should be saying. This is how it should be said. Hey, it may have even been the Maple Leafs saying it. So from that perspective, I would tell you that I think that, you know, he probably did it just ticked off that he's not in camp, hearing that the team is going to be great. And then, you know, and again, this is my supposition, maybe over a nice glass of wine, as don't drink and drive. Well, you know what? Don't drink and tweet either. So,
but I'm just wondering, John, what would have, like, is there anything in it for him to take on this fight? Or is that going to be bad for Joffrey Lupul? Would that have been a bad thing for him to be the guy kind of saying, hang on a second here? Obviously, in terms of he would make some enemies, but in terms of self-interest, where's Joffrey Lupul's self-interest best served here? To sit out quietly and take the money for another year, or to become the poster boy for, you know, outing the Toronto Maple Leafs as cheaters?
Well, I don't think it was the latter, and I don't think that there was as much forethought put that way. What I would suspect, though, Stephen, is that at 34 years old, I think that Joffrey Lupul probably thinks he has five more years of hockey.
Mm.
You know, and five good years of hockey playing for multi-million dollars. So how many years can you sit out before that's in effect? How many more years can you sit out before you can't play the game again? And, you know, if he sits out this year one more time, I mean, that's almost 2.5 seasons, and it would be almost impossible to come from that. And I think at some point, something in his mind says, listen, my contract's up at the end of the season, but how marketable will I be next summer to a team? Perhaps if I can prove, and you know, at, they're all boys at heart. They all want to play the game, even though there's big money.
But if,
I fully believe that he wanted to play to prove that he can play to get the next contract.
But John, the thing is, though, that he walked back from that precipice, right? Like, if he'd been trying to force the Leafs' hand in some way, he's clearly not trying to do that, or, you know, again, backed away from that. So, yeah, I'm sure he wants to play for all the reasons you said, but at, in the end, he decided, well, I'm going to let this sleeping dog lie. What's the rationale there, then?
Well, perhaps there's money at stake. Perhaps he won't be, if he had maintained that they're cheating, then can you be suspended without pay? Mm. You know, and there's still more than $5 million at stake this year. You know, I do think there's a simplicity to this in so many ways, in that here's a guy, whether you like him or not, whether you believe he's a good player or not, here's a person that still wants to earn a living the way he's always wanted to earn a living since he was 9 years old. And, you know, emotion took over for, and we, you know, emotion always seems to take over in professional sports. Emotion took over and he made a mistake.
John, how do you think, what's in this, I shouldn't say what's in this, but what could the Leafs lose here? You know, if this medical diagnosis shows something, you know, in the past, I think when Lou was with the Devils, we've seen the league penalize teams with with draft picks and money for other things. What do you think the Leafs stand to lose in this?
Well, I think in the end, the worst thing that could happen to the Maple Leafs is that the independent physician deems him healthy to play, and he's forced to play in this organization and ends up playing for the Marlies.
Mm.
Now, that to me might be then the Leafs would be forced perhaps to find a way to buy him out somehow, some way, even though buyouts are difficult at this period of time.
Right.
You know, I mean, that to me, the worst for me, I don't think there'll be any consequences as far as draft picks, or I don't think there'll be any penalties. This will be, hey, you know, New York telling the Maple Leafs, by the way, our doctor says he's fit to play. Put him on your roster. Do what you need to do with him, per the CBA. So wow. That would mean he'd be put on waivers. And if he cleared waivers, and obviously he would clear waivers, he would be sent to the Marlins.
Wow, that'd be a hell of a precedent, though, wouldn't it?
It would be. It would be. The whole concept of, you know, I've said this many times, I have a ton of respect for Lou Lamoriello, but Lou Lamoriello, everything by the letter of the law. And I think that he probably believes what he's done is as per the CBA and the black and white that the CBA is printed on. And that to me is what this is all about.
You kind of talked about other teams maybe wanting, saying, hang on a second, what's going on there in Toronto? We got to know. But John, how much is this a Leaf thing or a Lou thing? And how much is this is kind of the way of doing business around the league? I'm just wondering if other teams might want the ability to operate this way in certain circumstances, they might not be that anxious to, you know, shine the bright light of truth here.
The art of competition, isn't it?
Yeah.
it truly is the art of competition. That's a great question, Stephen. I mean, there's no simple answer to this, but I can assure you there's at least some teams that have said, hey, is Lou, and listen, long before he was in Toronto, there was always people saying, well, Lou's Gary's favorite guy. Lou gets special treatment. Well, Lou this and Lou that when he was in New Jersey. And I can, it goes back to, hey, why is he getting special stuff that I can't? And it all goes back to what's good for him is good for me, or what isn't good for him isn't good for me. It never changes.
John, we're going to let you run. Appreciate you doing this. Good stuff as always, my friend. Have a great weekend.
Have fun. Hey, don't forget, I hope you're all up tomorrow morning, 3:30 Eastern time for that Vancouver-Los Angeles game from Beijing. I know I will be.
Yes, you're contractually obligated, I believe, are you not?
Contractually obligated.
All I will say this is Jeff Merrick at 3:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning. I'm up for that.
Well, that's one of us.
Take care.